October 5th, 2004. Security housing unit event.
So I want to talk a little bit about why we're doing work around this issue and stress the fact that this is a systematic problem that we're facing when dealing with the SHU. And by systematic, I mean that this isn't anything new, and this isn't just one problem that we can deal with on its own. For example, you know, there's a lot of things that we could be fighting around right now. There's a lot of human rights issues in the world that we could take up and try to struggle around and make things better. But there's a reason why we focus on the things that we focus on. We could choose to focus on fighting cancer. You know, cancer is a big problem in the world, and there's a lot of things we know we could do to fight cancer. But if we look at the causes and what's behind it, we can see that the causes of cancer are preventable. And the reason why they're not being dealt with is because there's profits to be made behind the things that are a lot of the things we know are causing cancer. And so this is linking back to a system that's putting profits ahead of people's interests. The same thing can be said about starvation and people who are going hungry because they don't have food. There's plenty of food in the world, we all know that, but it's not distributed effectively. And again, that goes back to the system, which is imperialism, capitalism. So we want to look at this from a systematic level, and we need to find the struggles that are going to push our struggle the furthest, the fastest in terms of defeating the system and putting a new system in place. So how do we come to the state where we decide, you know, what we're going to work on? MIM and RAIL have been working for years with prisoners. And we, through our experience and through the analysis of the conditions in this society, we've realized that prisoners make up the most revolutionary and progressive population in this country, and that's why we focus a lot of work around their struggles. And this makes a lot of sense because, you know, who's getting put in prison? Prison is set up to target people who don't have a lot of interest in the system, who are already doing things that are opposed to the system, even if they aren't organized in a conscious political fashion. So that's why, you know, someone came up with prisons, because there's these people over here that they're worried about and they want to put them away. And so, of course, these are the people that are also going to develop consciousness if given the opportunity. And so we see this dialectical condition, or this dialectical characteristic of the prison system, in that it is something that targets and oppresses, and in that it's bad, but it also has the positive effect of further revolutionizing the masses. We see that people who end up in prison become conscious because they're facing the brunt of state repression on a daily basis, and they're also put in a situation where they have a lot of free time where many of them end up reading and writing. These are some of the few things that they're able to do with their time. And this allows people to develop themselves politically in reflection of this state repression that they're facing. So we see this developing. We see the leaders that are developing in the prison system, and we see organization that's going on in the prison system. And this is where the SHU comes in, because the SHU is just a further form of repression to say, okay, well, we put all these people in this prison, and now all of a sudden they're organizing together. So we got to do more than just isolate them from society. We got to isolate them from each other. So this is the idea behind the SHU. The idea behind the SHU is to isolate people who are organizing, and it's also, the idea is also to attack people mentally. So again, we can see the dialectical characteristic of the SHU itself, and that it is something that is hindering our organizing efforts because our leaders are being put in the SHU and they are not able to directly have contact with the people who are there trying to organize. But we also see the positive side, that we are able to use what's going on in the SHU as a way to bring more people into the struggle because of the blatant human rights violations that are going on within the security housing units. In California and throughout the U.S. and even in foreign countries where the U.S. is running prisons. So when we're talking about abolishing the SHU, we're talking about a step in a process. We're not talking about a single issue or a be-all, end-all goal. We're talking about something that's going to help us in our long-term goals. And with that said, I want to introduce our first speaker, who is actually one of these leaders who is within, who is being held within the SHU in California, and who is speaking to us through a letter that he wrote for this event, and is going to be read by someone.